Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. First and foremost, I apologize to everybody because I had some technical difficulties with my program here, and I was not able to do podcasts for game 1 and 2, so I'm basically going to try to make this podcast a 3-game recap of everything that's happened against Colorado. Number one, game one, the one thing I got from it was we weren't really disciplined in that game. We were up 3-0, and we got on the box, and we shouldn't have very much. And the one thing about Colorado, if you don't want to lose a game, you don't give them the power play, and we did. And it was just disappointing to be up that much and then lose against them. But one of the biggest reasons was that we had power plays. Now, I do think there was one call, the slashing call that they called in the second period. I do kind of felt it was a little bit questionable. But you know what? At this point, I've already said enough of my frustration when it comes to refereeing in this games. So, you know, you guess you just have to overcome that stuff if you want to win, you know, down the line. Game two, we went up by 4. They got their 3. I believe one of them happened to be a power play goal. But I want to get to a shout out to the Stars' penalty kill. Because once we got going on the penalty kill, we even got a shorthanded goal in that game, which was phenomenal. Because we're playing good defense. And obviously you don't want to give Colorado the power play. But if you can stop some power plays and kill some power plays, it puts momentum in your direction, and that's definitely what happened in game two. I mean, we had to play a shutdown game for about 2.5 minutes because I thought maybe they might have come back and try to force an overtime, but we ended up winning 5-3 in that game. But last night's game was probably the best of the three we played. We get the first goal, and they never actually get a lead. They get 1 in the game. And then the story for me was Logan Stankoven. And he's kind of been a part of the story for a while through the first series and this series, because he's around the puck constantly, really good at assisting, not afraid to get in quarters and battle for the puck. He's only like a 5'6", 5'7" guy. 5'6", 5'7", you know, 5'8" guy. He's not tall at all, but he plays like a very big player, which is incredible how hardworking he is. And finally, he gets 2 last night. I mean, obviously, the first one was phenomenal, and then he gets the empty netter at the end. But I was just waiting for him to finally get some goals, which means wait and see. I think he's going to get some more. We're up 2-1 in the series. And the biggest part that's the funnest part of this series so far for me is the fact that I love seeing Nathan MacKinnon frustrated. You know, when you can get star players frustrated like we did last night, that tells me that we're doing our job defensively. It's nothing like watching a guy whack a stick against a board and break it and be upset. And the leadership of that team is frustrated. So what's that doing? It's trickling down to the rest of the team. It's affecting the whole team. Keep doing that, Dallas. Keep frustrating the hell out of Colorado, because you're doing a phenomenal job of it. And that was the one thing that Bednar, the coach for Colorado, had some statement in the paper about how he was so unhappy of the frustration and, you know, not the professionalism that his players were showing to the rest of the team. Well, we frustrated him some more last night. A frustrated hockey team will not win a playoff series. And I believe Dallas is going to finish this in 5 now. I want them to anyway. And if we can get the next 2 games, be done with the series early, get some rest, because I don't want to go into the conference final beat up and tired. And I think that's what happened last year. We had two really good series. Even the series against Minnesota was pretty good, because remember, we were down 2-0 in that series too, and we came back. So wouldn't it be nice to wrap this up in 5 in front of the home crowd and be able to get some rest? And once again, Otter, larceny, as Razor says. Some of the saves he had in the last 3 games were just absolutely phenomenal. Well, anyway, guys, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. That was the recap of games 1-3 of the Colorado for the Dallas Colorado series. Come Monday, hopefully we'll have another win underneath our belt and we'll be able to talk more hockey and be able to go home with a chance to hopefully close out the series on Wednesday. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Go Stars!